of Peter.
And in Matthew 21, it says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethany on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them,
Father,
and he will send them right away.
This
took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion,
and today, Father, some here may ask,
see, your king comes to you, gentle, and riding on a donkey,
those who ask
on a colt,
to find their answer.
The foal.
Many of us are willing to get behind Jesus on the road to
the disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them.
But we ask for help as we follow.
They brought the donkey and the colt. Placed their cloaks
Palm Sunday
on them, and Jesus sat
in many
on them.
Ways in the life
a very
Jesus.
Large crowd spread their cloaks
the
on the road, while
near,
others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went
Father,
ahead of them and
Palm
those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David.
Will we decide
blessed is he who
the
comes
end?
In the name of the Lord.
Will we decide
Hosanna
we
in the highest. When
Father,
Jesus entered Jerusalem,
one of us this week,
the whole city was
days,
stirred and asked,
years ago,
who is this?
And we ask that you bring us all
the crowds
back to your
answered,
house of worship next
this
week.
Is Jesus,
Amen.
The prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Wow. And that's what the song was that we just sang. And I thought, well, maybe there's some things in there we should maybe actually look at. Because what it is, it's telling us what happened today. But before I begin, let's just open in a word of prayer.
Our Father, we just want to thank you once more for the opportunity of meeting in your house of worship, for the opportunity of starting our week in Scripture, for the opportunity of rubbing shoulders with fellow believers, for the opportunity of exploring your word so that we can get the word into our hearts. Father, be with us as we think about what is said this morning. Father, we ask this in Lord Jesus' name. Amen. About 2 months ago, I picked up this frog in my throat. It's not catching, but if you can't hear me, please hold up your hand because I got a glass of water there. I'll just run down and get it. I was reading a story where a 5-year-old boy named Johnny stayed home on Palm Sunday with a sitter because he had a sore throat, somewhat like I have today. But the family went. And when the family came back home after church services, they were all carrying these. To which Johnny said, what's that? And Dad said, oh, the people held these over the head of Jesus as he walked by. And Johnny says, well, wouldn't you know it? The first Sunday I don't go to church and he shows up. Well, 2,000 years ago, Jesus did show up on this day. Jesus did show up on Palm Sunday. This has got to be one of the most important days of our Christian faith. This has got to be one of the most important days of our Christian faith. I'm thinking of Easter as the second most important. But this has got to be one of the most important. Palm Sunday, today, started a series of events that provided an entry for you and I to get into heaven. Without Palm Sunday, you and I would not be gaining entry into heaven. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever had a week that changed your life completely? Have you? Have you ever had something happen to you on Monday that changed the whole week? Well, that's what I want to talk about today. You see, Scripture tells us that on Palm Sunday today, Jesus was accepted and hailed as king. But by Friday of the same week, he was hanging on a cross and he was dying. I've prepared two slides that show the events of this week some 2,000 years ago, just to kind of get us all on the same page. Please remember, we sang the song, which we're going to be talking about. We read the Scripture, which is what we're going to be talking about, and this is why we want to talk about it. So today, I got to move. Today, Palm Sunday, Jesus and his disciples ride into Jerusalem, just like it said in Scripture, and the people covered the streets with their clothing and palm branches. Well, Monday, Jesus chases the money changers out of the temple. He gets angry because they're using the temple for the wrong reasons. Tuesday and Wednesday, Jesus preaches in Jerusalem. Thursday, he washes the disciples' feet, and they celebrate the feast of the Passover. Remember, Jesus is Jewish. After supper, they go to prayer. And they pray. While he's praying, he's arrested illegally at the temple because the sun has already set. And you can't arrest someone after sunset. But he's done. He's arrested and taken to the court. Now comes Friday. He's taken to be judged. The judge says, "Oh, I don't want to get involved in this. Take him somewhere else." They take him somewhere else, and they shout, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Saturday, he's in the tomb. Because it's Saturday, it's the Sabbath. Jewish people recognize the Sabbath as their Sunday, as their day of worship. Sunday comes to life. He's resurrected. And that's the week. That's the week of Jesus. He comes in on Sunday, and then he's dead on Friday. Saturday, his disciples are worshiping, and Sunday, he rises again. Wow. Today we gather to celebrate Palm Sunday, the Sunday before Easter, the day that Jesus entered Jerusalem at the end of his earthly life. We are 1 week away from the most important day of the church year, and that's Easter. And today points us towards Easter. You see, theologians also believe that time itself started today. They think the time that we celebrate on this planet Earth, started today. The people of Israel have been waiting for a long time for Jesus to come to Jerusalem. Not because of God's promised redemption, but they thought Jesus would free them from Roman authority. And you'll find today, as we look at the various texts, that there's many viewpoints are going to be exposed. But because of time, I can only concentrate on three. First, I want to look today at the joy and celebration of the crowd as they participate in their arrival of their king. Second, I want us to look at the mode of transportation that Jesus chose and consider his reason. Why would he choose this type of transportation? And finally, I want to push us all, including myself, towards Friday and dangle a challenge in front of you that gives you a whole week to speak to the challenge. Let's first of all, though, look at the joy and celebration of the crowd. In the gospel that I just read, we read that Jesus was staying at Bethany with Lazarus, and he sends two of his disciples to a nearby village to get him a donkey. Apparently, there also seems to be a rumor going around that the Messiah is coming to Jerusalem. To be blunt and direct, I think these last few days must have been an emotional roller coaster for Jesus and his disciples, especially for Jesus. You see, the people are gathering in Jerusalem for the celebration of the Passover. So they're all gathering there like a big fair. And suddenly they get information that maybe the Messiah is coming. And this information interrupts them from their eating and their sightseeing. They're here to visit. Now this is interrupting them because Scripture tells us that a large crowd of Passover visitors took palm branches and went down the road to meet him. They shouted, "Praise God! Blessings to the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hail to the King of Israel!" Let's just stop for a moment and look at this opening scene. Close your eyes if you can and kind of use your imagination for a second. I think if you're careful and you're listening, you can hear off in the distance what seems like a crowd down the road, down there towards the viaduct. There's a muffled roar. There's some sounds, there's some undistinguishable words that you hear. You almost can almost hear a cheer. And then you hear a chant. And the chant is, Hosanna! 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 And if you open your mind's eye just a little bit and look around, you're going to see that the people are dressed in brightly colored holiday clothes. And they're starting to walk towards the chanting of Hosanna! Hosanna! So they're all kind of easing their way down towards the chant. Continue to use your imagination with me for just for a moment. I think you can feel the press of the people pushing on you as they're gathering together and they're walking down the road and they're heading towards the city gate. And if you can smell the dust of the desert. You can smell the donkeys. You can smell the undistinguishable odor of too many unwashed people. It's hot. It's muggy. It's getting late in the afternoon. The kids are getting hungry. Kids are starting to pick fights with each other. One's thirsty. The other one's pushing someone. They're throwing dust. Open your eyes now. Have you captured this scene of what's happening? All these people and all this is happening. And remember, the people are here because they heard that the Messiah might be coming. And they know that Jesus is coming. They don't see Jesus as their earthly king. That's how they see them, I'm sorry. They see them as their earthly king, not as their heavenly king. Regardless of what they shout, and they don't realize that God is about to give them something far greater than they ever hoped for. And Jesus enters Jerusalem. And he enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and he opens the door into a kingdom that will never end. And as he gets into Jerusalem, by the end of the week, things will drastically change for Jesus. The people will demand his death. His followers will desert him out of fear. That's the scene I'd like you to have in your mind as you're thinking about what's happening today. Let's look at the disciples for a moment. They've been following Jesus around. Imagine what they must have been thinking. Perhaps they might have even been in a state of confusion as they watched Jesus climb on the back of the donkey. I mean, we all have seen through Scripture that Jesus never rides. He always walks. Where else have you ever read that Jesus rides? He doesn't. Jesus walks with his followers. But now, for some reason, he rides. And of all things, he rides a donkey. And to add more insult, he doesn't even own it. It's a borrowed animal, a borrowed donkey. I mean, they knew that Jesus was perfectly capable of walking, and they also knew that Jesus never did anything without a purpose. So what was his purpose in riding a donkey? Especially a donkey. I'm sure it must have gradually dawned on them that Jesus was going to accept the title of king, which the disciples had longed for a long time, but likely thought it would never, ever happen. But in Scripture, we're told that once the disciples realized what was on his mind, they did all they could to make this a true royal parade, because they threw their cloaks over the donkey and the colt, and Jesus got on. They draped the cloaks over the donkey's back to make Jesus more comfortable and to make the donkey more presentable. And I'm sure as they approached the city of Jerusalem, a string of excitement that they held in their chest and their hearts must have just almost snapped and freed up all.